For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the survivors of South Carolina's Thousand-Year Flood last October. Margaret and Harry Plexico were away celebrating their anniversary when their home in the Coldstream neighborhood of Irmo flooded the weekend of October 4th, 2015. They returned to find their home of 36 years ravaged by the flood. With no flood insurance, the Plexicos made the difficult choice to build a new home elsewhere, using their retirement savings to do so. Both Margaret and Harry had just retired. Here, the Plexicos reflect on the grief of losing their old home and their daily effort to regain a sense of normalcy in their new one.
We happen to have been in Charleston because we have a place down there that we got when our daughter was down there going to MUSC. And it was our anniversary. We had been married 36 years. So we moved into our house in Coldstream and got married all in the same weekend. And that's the only home we've ever had. But wanted to go down to Charleston because of the, you know, threat of rains and flooding and all that kind of stuff. And we never one time thought that our home in Columbia would have been affected. On Sunday morning, I kept seeing stuff on TV and I said, something's going on. I called a neighbor. I said, what is going on Wilton Hill Road? And she goes, I don't know. I'm not there. We just got hauled off in a boat. And Harry looked at me and he said, Margaret, your life is fixing to change.
I knew it wasn't going to be good. I knew this is something that, you know, is not going to be easy to recover from. And I'll say right now, those people that haven't experienced it cannot imagine the impact that it causes. You know, it's like starting all over again. When you were 24 years old, you didn't have anything, didn't have a home, and you were starting all over, and you find yourself 60 years old and starting over again. The one thing you're missing is time.
We just had recently cleaned out my family home in Lawrence, and so we had brought all of my mother's things, all of my things that had been in that home, and didn't really have a place to put them. So we had just brought them in and sat them down in the floor. Boxes and boxes and boxes of books and papers and pictures and things, and flood got every bit of it. Picked those boxes up and flipped them upside down. My wedding portraits, everything like that that I had brought home from my mother's. We're just now opening up some of those boxes. I sit there and just cry going through that whole box because you just don't realize. I said, I did this one time. I don't want to do it again. And plus, I'm picking up pictures and throwing them in the trash can.
It seemed like we couldn't fight the mold. I was worried about that. I mean, the entire level, you know, downstairs, all the duct work, the heat pump, started getting some estimates on it to repair it. And it was like, this is way more than what we paid for the house. Would we be satisfied? Would we be content? Would we find peace of mind after, you know, rebuilding this house and staying there? And we were fortunate enough that we could move on, had a piece of property, and we said, let's move forward. So we are actually, just as of 2 months ago, living in the house that we built. So you can imagine, from last October until the 1st of July, we were displaced.
We haven't been there quite long enough to make it feel like that it's really home, that you can get up in the morning and drink a cup of coffee and sit on a porch and do things like that. We just haven't gotten to that place yet, but, I'm hoping that we will soon.
It'll never be the same. I mean, it'll be different, but we hope that it'll be comfortable and that we can say we're at home again.
That was Margaret and Harry Plexico, who used their retirement savings to build a new house after their home of 36 years was destroyed in last October's flood. This story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of the flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.